Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Senator Ben Sasse. I'm actually sitting in the library of his office here in D.C. We want to have a conversation about judicial appointments and in that process. And first, I want to say thank you for serving on the Judiciary Committee. You are a blessing to us as a nation.
Well, thank you. And Karen, good to have you here in D.C. It's more fun to be in Nebraska. I'd rather be meeting with you in your office in Lincoln, but thanks for making the trek.
So, give us an update where we are just in judicial appointments.
So one of the basic powers of the presidency is to nominate and, with the advice and consent of the Senate, appoint people to the federal judiciary. And President Trump has done really great work in this area. When he was running in 2016, he made a pledge that he was only going to nominate people to the federal bench who didn't want to be super legislators, but who wanted to be judges, who wanted to do the job they were given to do and understood why they put on a black robe to cloak their personal preferences. Not to wish they could be super senators or congressmen and women making laws for the American people. That's not what judges do. And the president has kept his word and nominated really great people to the bench. And Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and a number of us who serve on the Judiciary Committee have made that the number one priority of the Congress for the last 2.5 years, that the U.S. Senate does judges about 3 times a week. And we have set an all-time record at confirming appellate judges or circuit court judges to the federal bench under President Trump's first 2 years, and they're really, really good folks. So this is one of the things to be encouraged about in a city that doesn't often have a lot of good news.
It's wonderful when we can have constitutionalists. That's what judgeships should be about, isn't it?
Amen. You get it. And that the center of life is not politics and politicians. The center of life is our neighborhoods and our families and our schools and our churches.
Tomorrow we'll continue the conversation just in how judgeships have been politicized. Thank you, Senator.
Great to be with you, Karen.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188.